Right, welcome everyone. Today we're going to talk about what we think Potomac is going to look like in the future. So you had a couple of minutes to make some notes on this piece of paper. Does anybody want to go first to say what they... Go on.
My future is I wish the Steelworks could be better.
How would you see, how would you think it could be better?
Like, more tidy and clean, like, and no, like, the environment will be more cleaner and tidier.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Less plastic pollution.
Perfect. Where do you think the plastic, where do you think, so less plastic pollution you think is going to be in the future? What steps do you think we can take to make sure that happens as a goal?
Maybe clean up the beach, and some schools can go down the beach on Fridays and clean up the plastic pollution on the beach.
Like Fresh Air Friday, so like people can explore and look, and especially kids, like babies, because they like going out, they are naughty sometimes, but they can still go.
You know.
My future is there should be more like zoos, because all the zoos are like in Swansea or in,
sometimes people can't travel.
They should have.
And sometimes they would just want to take the kids out because they just want to explore.
And they should have the right to explore more, because if they don't have cars, they can't go to zoos other places. So there should be like more zoos and other stuff down here.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
We should clean up the beach, because some babies and kids can be down there, and there's glass on the sand, and then you go to hospital, and then
So in the future, what do you see the beach looking like? What do you think will be down there?
More fun, like cricket.
More parks.
More like camping.
More enjoyment.
There should be more people should go down there. They should expand some of the beach into like a play area or for some kids if they don't. If their parents want to go on the beach, the kids could just go to play in like a park or something.
Perfect.
Yeah, and sometimes on the future, down the beach, they should be split in half. So then there can be like water parks down there as well, and parks down the beach as well.
There's already a water park and the normal park there, but we should, because there's both of them are down our end, we need some down our end by Green Star Rugby Club and all that.
Yeah, and they should be close together, all the parks.
And not close together, because some people might find them boring right next to each other.
Mm. And team community, they always go somewhere to venture, because that's the, like, we gone down the park and we the new park, and we explored it all, and we like loved it, so we like people to enjoy that too.
Perfect, thank you very much. You know, last week we spoke about like what you want to be when you grow up and jobs for the future.
Yeah.
What do you think your job in the future of Potomac is going to look like?
Like helping out patients, maybe from hospitals.
Yeah, like
if
exploring jobs.
They could get rushed in and no one's there because they're so busy. We need to get more people in.
More doctors to sign up to be more nurses and doctors.
I got another question. So people exploring, if the beach and Potomac managed to get a zoo and there was a water park and better parks, do you think people would be more interested in coming to Portobello.
Yeah. Other than just sitting home on their phones, they want to go outside in the summertime.
Because
if you're just staying in, you could get too warm and then you just don't go out. Like, you're staying on your game all the time.
Like you do.
Somebody's written more shops and more houses. Do you want to say a bit more about that? Where do you think the shops and houses would go? Which part of Portobello?
Where there's not much.
And what do you think they would look like? Would they look like houses now, or would they look completely different?
Ooh, a little bit different.
That's hard to say. They should have like a Disneyland down in Portobello, because in like America and all the other countries, they have Disneyland, Universal Stadium. They should have all of that down here instead of up there.
We're lucky. We have Principality Stadium. We have loads of stuff in Portobello.
And Disneyland for kids, if they see you on like
Elsa
and stuff, they might want to like go and see, like, because they're babies, they don't know if they're real or not, are they? So they just want to explore and see all that you can do at Disneyland.
Yeah, and some schools are lucky because they can afford going out on trips and going sleeping over somewhere, doing lots of activities out of school.
Like UFOs, Mr. Jones's, and Miss Joy's went to Cardiff Bay.
Yeah, we slept over for one night, I think, or two.
Did you enjoy
it? Yeah, we went on a speedboat and...
So we've spoken a lot about having more in the future for young people and young children. What would you like to see you when you're my age or older? What would you like as in your adult life? What do you think it would look like?
Like exploring everywhere. Don't just like stay in one job, like exploring everywhere. Like get a lot of money and exploring.
Going on lots of holidays.
Yeah. Going on lots of holidays.
It's not all about holidays, money. It's all about spending time with your family and going out places with your family.
And having fun.
Fantastic. So we've had holidays, money, exploring, family, and fun. Out of those five things, what do we think is the most important?
Family.
Yeah?
Money?
Money! I got my family.
I choose money, you choose family.
Well, you choose money over your family.
And fun! I would pick everything except for money.
What, you can't even buy sweets?
That's greedy.
That's just greedy.
If you did have loads of money in your future, would you use it to treat your family or you keep it all for yourself?
Yeah, treat my family and then the rest of the money I can save it. Or I can just spend it on myself and my other families.
I'll give one
and my nan.
My friends.
And my nan, because she's in the hospital.
Give it to the homeless.
Oh, you can't say nothing. You said you're not going to give it to family, but the homeless.
Damn.
Give it to both. And some of my friends.
They haven't got no money, so how can I, like, go on adventures?
I disagree.
So what we've touched on there is the idea of giving money back to charity and to good causes in the future. Do you think it would be good if there was more of that?
Yeah.
And who do you think we should help the most?
Family.
Our community.
Family.
People who are struggling for buying things so they can eat.
People people in need.
My family.
Oh, full circle moment.
People that I like to use my family.
Yeah. People that are in the hospital.
Family.
Friends.
Homeless. Friends. People that have cancer and disabilities. And to charity.
That have problems.
Charity to
mental health problems.
Like, home, like dogs that don't have homes. Cats that don't have homes.
Dogs that don't have legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legs.
Yeah,
right, I saw a dog that has no like back legs or front.
They have like a wheelchair on
They have a wheelchair and then they just try and walk, but then
actually, I don't
the
know
wheelchair
what it is.
Actually.
And then
actually,
they have
I don't know what
to be,
it is.
When if they're really bad they have to be then, don't they?
Yeah.
Dead.
One final question before we wrap up. If you had one goal for Port Talbot in the future, so for the town, what would it be?
It should be more expanded to like a city or more fun stuff in Port Talbot.
Perfect.
Make our environment more tidy, cleaner.
I got a poem.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Perfect. What, have you got a poem?
Say the poem then. Read the poem.
Come on.
Yeah, the poem as well.
Yeah, come on. Say
it's exactly the same.
Well,
don't drop litter. Make Port Talbot glitter.
Love that. Thank you so much.
Okay,
guys.
No problem.
Right, ready for the sign out music?
Bye.